Okay, good evening, Abayisa. We are Simkuf Ayin, and we'll be learning more on the halachas of Dvorim Anoyagim B'Seuda. Sif Yud Ches, top of the page, Ayin Gimel. Hanichnas L'Seuda, somebody who enters a Seuda, somebody enters a meal, Lo Yikach Chelkoi, he shouldn't take his portion, V'itnenu L'Shamash, and give his portion the leftover or parts of his meal lashamash to the waiter, shema perhaps yared over kilkul basuuda, a mishap may take place during the meal. That's what may cause. The Mishnah is going to explain it shortly. Elo only he should take it and leave it aside, and after this give it back to the waiter. Mishnah explains what goes on over here. The Mishnah says that if you take the waiter's giving out the portions, if you don't want a certain food, don't just give it straight back to the waiter. Don't give it straight back to the waiter. Because what's going to happen is, potentially, as the Mishnah Berurah puts it, shalideza yuch olovo lidei ketot ala balabaisim ha'ireach. It's very offensive. The waiter's giving this out, and the balabais sees, he says, oh, he doesn't like my chicken. I invited him for a meal, and he doesn't like my chickens. What's wrong with my schnitzels? What's wrong with my... So it's very offensive. Dovar kilkul, the mishap that may take place is the friction between the balabais and the ireach. Therefore, what are you meant to do? Take it, put it on a plate, and leave it there. When the waiter's going to collect everything, he's going to collect that as well. Fine, don't worry about it. But don't just throw it back very literally in the face. Don't just like say, no, take it back. Because that is very offensive. So again, don't just take it and give it straight back to the waiter. Because that mishap may take place because of that. Mishap meaning friction between the balabais and the ireach. Hello, rather, yikochenu, take it, and leave it aside. If you don't want it, just leave it there. And afterwards, it's then low. When the waiter collects it, you just give it to him. He won't be noticed. Now, there is a fascinating Mishneh Berurah over here in Sivkot Lametes. This Mishneh Berurah adds at the very end the name of the Magen Avraham. Kasa Magen Avraham. Kshoise Seuda. When you make a Seuda, when you make a meal, Derech Eretz, it is the proper way of doing things. Derech Eretz. Lehashko is Pe'atzmo. The balabais, the master of the house, he should give out the drinks for people who are around the table. Says the Mishneh Berurah, when you are the balabais, you should give out the drinks yourself. It's not referring to the soft drinks, it's talking to the alcoholic beverages. You should give out the drinks yourself. This, Rabbi Yisai, is the minik of Klal Yisrael, that balabais gives out the drinks. That's Magen Avraham, Mishneh Berurah here. Balabais gives out the drinks during the meal, the alcoholic drinks. And the minigis goes even a step further by simchas. Well, who normally gives out by simchas? How does it normally work? By chasna, shabachas, by mitzvah, how does it work? With regards to the wine and the pardon? It's the Baal Simcha goes around. It's the Baal Simcha. This is the proper registered minig. Yeah? It's a registered minig, absolutely. By Simchas, the minig is, it's not just decent, it's a proper, genuine minig that the Baal Simcha, the one who hosts the Simcha, he goes around with whether it's the whiskey or whether the wine or whatever it is, he goes around from table to table. Its tamas are very nice because like this you acknowledge everybody. You never seen it?
Normally there's a table with somebody behind it serving you.
By chasana?
Yeah, not with the wine. But
have you seen it? Have you seen the Baal Simcha going around? I'm sure you did, Baal Bar Mitzvah, of course, yeah.
Shalom Zachas and Kedushins and weddings. Normally weddings, they're just wine on the table already.
Yeah. The whiskey will go around. The whiskey you will go around, yeah. Yeah, so that's... Yeah, he goes to Vilechaim. Okay, see if you test. Oichim, hanichnosin, etzel balabais. Oh, fascinating aloch. Such an interesting aloch. Oichim, hanichnosin, etzel balabais. An oreach. A guest who comes into balabais, eats by somebody else. Enem rishoyim litol, melifneem. You're not allowed to take Veliten livnoi oilav doi shel balabais. If you're invited somewhere, you're not allowed to take some of the balabais' food and give it to his sons and his servants. You're not allowed to. You can take it for yourself, you're invited, but you're not allowed to take and give it to the balabais' children. You're not allowed to do that. Elohim Cain, unless, not l'rushus mi balabais, unless you've asked specific permission from the balabais. So what you're not allowed to do, if I'm invited somewhere in Reuven's house, and Reuven is giving me plenty to eat, what I'm not allowed to do is, oh, you know, do you want a cake or do you want candy? Do you see some of those biscuits? And give it to the children of the balabais. It's his own, but I'm not allowed to give it to them. Why is that? It says in Mishneh Berurah, a Gemara in Chulin, Sivkot Mem, scary Gemara. Enom Roshoim, Hu Takonas Chachom. This is a Takona. This, as opposed to the Mavoshim Amadaik, this is not an Hoga, it's not a good custom, and it's not it's much more than that. It's a Takona, a real Takona. It's a Gzeira. He Takonas Chachomim, Mipnei Maisa Shoed, was a certain incident happened as follows. Kedisa Bechulin Tzadi Dalet, Gemara in Chulin says as follows. Maisa! A story happened. Be'odom Echot, with one person. Shezimen Shloisha Oichim. He invited, was a wealthy individual, or I don't know how wealthy he was, but an individual who had food. He invited Shloisha Oichim, three guests, into his house. Bishnei Batzoiris, in years of hunger. So it was hunger in the land, but he still had a bit of food, and he invited three people into his house. And he only had, so he was wealthy than others, because he had still three eggs volume of food. So he was better off than others. So he had three kibbutzim he had, and that's what he presented to those three people who came to visit. The three children of the balabais, one of the children of the balabais, or the child of the balabais came, and one of the three guests felt very bad. He says, oh, there's not much food around. Why can't I take this for myself? I know you're a bit better off than anybody else, but I can't take this food for myself. And he gave that food, this oirach, this guest, instead of taking it for himself, he gave it to the child of the balabais. Not he gave it to the child. The second guest did the same thing. He says, I know I'm invited, but it's Shnei Batzeres, it's years of famine. I can't eat it myself. There's a child of the balabais here. The second person also gave that food. Instead of taking it himself, he gave it to the child of the balabais. V'chein shlishin, the third one as well. First, second, and third, oichim, they were very polite. They meant it very nice. Instead of eating themselves, they passed it on to the child of the balabais. Ba'aviv shel tinoik, the father of this child came. And the father of this child comes, and what does he see? This child has got three items of food. I said, what do you mean? He's eating everything up. I gave those three portions for the three guests. And here my son is, and he's chapped it all, he's eating it all up. He's got one in his mouth and two in his hands. So he thought to himself, Chavote bekaka, he hit him, and he hit him very, very badly. Chavote bekaka, the mace! He hit that child so much that the child actually died. Kevin Chirose Imoy, the Gemara reports that the mother saw this, and she got such a shock, she understood what went on, and she got such a shock, Kevin Chirose Imoy, also the gag, she went on top of the roof, went off from the mace, and she committed suicide, she jumped off. She saw what going on. He said, she went full all on the gag, went off for the mace. And once he understood what had happened with his child and with his wife, he did the same. He went up to the roof and he jumped up. So for me, that's the reason. Chachomim, so it can cause a huge harm if a person, a guest, gives out food if an oreach gives food back to the balabais may think that the child took it without permission. Therefore, it's a takona. Never ever give food to the child without explicit permission from the parents. Because there may be a misconception there. I looked in the Mefarshim in Chulin, I looked if there's any explanation which is not al derech hapshat. I looked, is there any explanation which explains this on a deeper level? And I couldn't find any. I didn't find anything. There might be, I just didn't see anything. Which shows that the story happened as it is. I mean, that's as simple as that. It's al derech hapshat. That's exactly what happened. So this is the takona. So therefore, but the Mogen Avraham does add something important, which is the following. Kosam Mogen Avraham ve'eli Rabbe, the davke b'chai gavna de shas shows a su'udah mitzumtzemes, it only really applies if it's a su'udah mitzumtzemes. Very limited amount of food around. Misbash balabais k'shech salohem, it's only if the balabais has got very limited food in the house. If we're talking about an abundance of food, really this gzera does not apply. But if there's plenty of food on the table, if there's plenty of food, there is no issue really. Certainly if there's leftovers of food, it's fine as well. If there's plenty of food left over, then it's fine, the halacha doesn't apply. Even if there's plenty of food, even if there's abundance, you don't give the Balabais' children, don't give them anything. I saw this once by a Kiddush, and I thought of this Bal Rekeach. It was a person who came by a Kiddush, and he was trying, and it was a busy Kiddush, and the Balabais looked, he was a very well-meaning individual. And he saw the children of the Baal Simcha, and he said, Mazel Tov, and he said, "No, Moshe, did you have anything? Look, you're making such a nice kiddush. Look, your mishpacha making such a nice kiddush. Mazel Tov for your baby brother, for your baby sister, for your baby Mazel Tov. But did you have anything yet?" And then he shrugged it off. Whatever. He said, "No, I'll give you something. Come, I'll give you." And he was an oreach. He was mamash an oreach. And he takes some of the mezoines or some of the things, and he gave it to the child. And this, the Emma says, La halacha it's mutter. Mogen Avraham says if there's an abundance, the halacha doesn't really apply. But the Rekeach is machm even in such a case. He was a well-meaning person. He didn't come to the issue, so we don't blame him. But lemaisa, you know, the takonas chazal is do not give the balabais' children food. Do not. Yeah.
Until what age?
Good question. It says the loshon of Shulchan Aruch is. Livnoi ol avdu she balabais.
That could be the
40-year-old. Yeah. Well, if it's not Seymach al Shulchan, I don't know. I haven't an answer. It's interesting. I didn't see anybody pointing out the age. I don't know. Good question. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, Mistoma, the grandchild will apply as well, Mistoma. Yeah, Mistoma. Good question.
That
wouldn't be a good, but grandchildren I think might be included as well.
Practically, I sometimes say if you put the goods down on me you don't want to have, you put a suit down, you might have to keep it up.
I don't think so. The answer is probably not. I don't think that's a problem. I think that the reason is because it brings over here, the Mishnah Berurah says the reason is Shalideze Yochol Avol Dektot Balabaisim Oireach. It will cause tension. Nowadays, the way the Simchas are arranged, it's not going to cause any tension. With regards to this seif over here, the Mishnah Berurah goes a step further in the name of Rishonim, in fact. What happens? So we're learning over here, don't feed the Balabais' children. Why not? Because the Takana. What's the reason of Takana? Because there may not be enough. Right? That was the reason. Why was the Balabais so angry? Pardon? Yeah, but let's understand the Maaseh. Why was the father so angry that this child had three, one in his mouth and two in his hands? Why was he so angry? Because of Bishnei Batzayas, was a famine, there was not a lot of food around. So why is my child eating everything? As the Mogen Avraham Paskins, if there's plenty of food, the halacha doesn't apply. So the question is follows. So the poskim can go a step further. They say, really, what we are seeing over here is that you're not allowed to take away when there's limited amount of food, don't take it away. Because that's really the underlying essential point over here. That this takana was very specific. Takana is specific. Don't take from the balabai's food and give it to his children. But what's lying underneath it is that if there's not sufficient food, don't take without being asked. Don't take. And that's what the Bialocha says over here. He says, fascinating Bialocha. Bialocha on the side says, I'm be mis oichim and ichnosim, I'm be mis nebuatam, and I'll edem ispash balabais kshech salohem. And then he says follows, because of the Sefer Tetz Yerushalayim, is Yerushalmi Brochas, ein rishus l'irach, likones acha gimel papois. The Yerushalmi Brochas says, do not enter a meal after they have started the meal. Because if you are invited and there is enough for everybody, fine. But if you come halfway through the meal, there may not be enough for you suddenly. There may not be enough for you. You're coming halfway through the meal, maybe there's not enough for you. Who asked you to join halfway through the meal? And then he says, V'loyofem oisim aboim l'sudas milev v'nisuin. Mishneh Berurah says, it is not right for people to come l'sudas milev v'nisuin in the middle of a sudas mila, or in the middle of a chasen, v'chodayim b'soif asuin, and to show up in the middle of the meal. It is wrong to show up in the middle of a meal. The pa'omim ein le'balabais, sometimes the balabais hasn't got sufficient food already, ma'alitin lifnei v'nimtza misvash, you may be causing embarrassment. If you show up in the middle of the meal, in the middle of Shabbos, in the middle of a bris, you show up. If you come at the beginning, so fine, you're part of the, that's what he counted for you. But if you come in the middle of the meal, everybody's sitting already, everybody's taking their portions already, and now you come for the schnitzel, or you come for the dessert. Why? It may not be enough for you. It may not be enough for you. Maybe that was, part of the, what's going to be? There's nothing more embarrassing for Balabais not to have sufficient food. You're going to be sitting there. He's going to feel so bad, so embarrassing. You're not allowed to do that. That's what the Bialocha paskens. Don't come halfway. Yeah. Very good. So Lichoira, I think you're right. This is if you're not invited. So we're talking about if there is not specific invitations, such as a Bris Mila, for instance. So when there's not specific invitations, you don't count 72 or 48 or 33 people. Yeah. But it's true that if you're invited, it's also very wrong to come halfway. But yeah. But you're not for that reason. Yeah. Okay. Okay. We continue. Sivchov. Nekiyadas. Nekiyadas, people who are on a certain level. Nekiyadas literally means people who are clean in their mind. So it's a certain level. We find Nekiyadas various places in Shas. It's a certain level of Avodas Hashem. Shibur Shalom. Nekiyadas in Yerushalayim. Lo yhoyu mesupim basuda. They were not sitting in during a meal. Elohim Cain, unless yoidim they knew me who may serve them. Who is sitting with them? They will not sit down by a meal unless they knew who they're with. They won't sit down. Mipnei, because shiginayu l'talmid chochem, it's inappropriate for talmid chochem, leishev, to sit eitzel amma oritz basuudam. It's inappropriate for talmid chochem to sit next to a balabai. It's inappropriate for talmid chochem to sit next to a amma oritz. It's inappropriate. And therefore, you need to find out who you're sitting with. You need to find out. And the Kiyah does, therefore, before they sit down, they used to find out exactly who am I sitting with, who is this over here, and only once they knew that they were confident in who their surrounding is, only then they would actually sit down.
Or is it embarrassing then somebody in your sort of arrogance if you said I'm not going to sit?
No, you can do that before you sit down. Before you sit down,
it's
you
still,
you don't.
It's still a bit of arrogance to sit down.
What if you say that I can't sit down next to him?
I can't sit down. I'm
yeah.
Isn't it a bit arrogant?
Yeah. Do you think there's an arrogance in it?
How does a big rock invite people for a suit?
Good, we'll get to that, Bialocha. We'll get to that. Bialocha. So, just your point first. What are you saying? Is it arrogant?
I think it's arrogant.
Yeah, so I
beforehand, the Balabai sits people appropriately. Normally they would do that.
Yeah, so the answer is, we're clearly talking about a case that it's done in a way, in an elegant way. Obviously, before you sit down, are you, who are you exactly? You are the one, yeah, I heard about you, thank you. See you tomorrow. Yeah, have a good evening. Yeah, so that we must be talking about a slightly more elegant kind of way of dealing with this matter before you're sitting down. But you're right, and that leads to your point, that the Bialocha says, Mishneh Berurah doesn't say anything here, but, well, the Mishneh Berurah says the Chumrah, which is in Sifkot Mem Beis, he says, Lo yu mesubim, afilu besudas mitzvah. He's with Ina Pai Sudas mitzvah. But the Bialocha brings a few disclaimers over here. Bialocha says the following. Lo yu mesubim, he says, Now, he said, well, he said, not sure where it comes from. He said that generally people are not makpid on this. People will sit down next to anybody. So the minhag is people sit down next to anybody. And the Mishnah Berurah said, the Bialocha said on the side, the reason is, for a few reasons. One is that if there is a to'eles by sitting next to anybody, if there's a there's any benefit by sitting next to this people, if there's any benefit, then it's not Issa. So if you are the one like lifting up the level as opposed to them lowering the level, you can sit to anybody. So yeah, there's no problem with sitting next to an Amah Oretz if the conversation topics of the table remain on a certain standard. If you're not like lowering the standards, if you're the one lifting up the standards as opposed to lowering, this is, doesn't apply. Makes sense, no? Makes sense? And the second point that Bialocha says, he says that the Issa applies only if it's bechavusa dignai huloi. It's a bechavusa, if it's just one and one, if it's you and the Amah Oretz, that would be a problem. You and Amah Oretz, that would be a problem. Then the Issa applies. However, if it's a few people sitting around together, then this Issa wouldn't apply. Yeah.
Sounds like it's more like two retired things. The Chavarim, the time of the Beit HaMikdash, when they had all the different issues, Tevel and...
Yeah, no, it isn't. It isn't. It's not... I hear the Mashmos, but it's not. It's Nikia Das.
Because otherwise, it's, you know... And otherwise, it's a problem of... what's the word? It's creating spirit. If you create spirit, then that's
yeah.
Yes. It's going to be
founded on something other than, you know, creating period between. Yes, Rabbi Aloch actually goes and he says that actually, if you can sit with other people and the all types of levels, and you're the one who lifts up the standards, and it doesn't like drop in standards of topics of conversation, but if it's like being lifted, then it's a very nice thing. It's a very, very positive thing.
Maybe
yeah.
Because if you sit with people of a lower standard, they might.
Exactly.
Then
that's very much
what be embarrassed, so he would probably want to feel he has to move from that table.
Yeah.
Which might cause embarrassment.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You've got the Issurim of sitting with a group of people who's got Nara, which is not this Hadar.
Yeah, no, but he says that it's interlinked. It will be interlinked. He said that is gonna, if you sit down next to people who are Amratzim and you know what the conversation is, it's going to go into some silly conversations very quickly. Because that's by definition. Yeah. Okay, that's the just to finish off with a Behetev over here. Behetev brings down over here, Mishnah Berurah doesn't, but Behetev brings, and I just want to feel like emphasizing it, Derech Eretz, in Sifkotten design, Derech Eretz lo yoichal odo me'umot v'lo ishtem me'umot. Do not eat whilst you are standing. Do not drink whilst you are standing. It's called in good English, eat and run. Yeah. So it says over here, Meforshet Behetev. I don't know what Mishnah bring it down, but I think it's from earlier poskim. Yeah, it's from Rishonim, from that don't stand when you're eating. My grandfather used to say that the food goes right into the legs, but never mind that. It's an issa. It's an issa too. Behetev says, there is some poskim a little bit more matter, but the consensus of the poskim is that it's an issa.
True.
Hey, well, it is, but that is an issa. Derech Eretz lo yoichal
odom. Any food and drink? I thought it was just with bread.
No, it doesn't seem like. No, it says even lo yishte. Yeah. Derech Eretz means it is the proper way of. Proper way. Yeah, that's right.
Well,
that's right.
No,
yeah, I suppose if there's no alternative whatsoever, you don't have to fast. But okay, so we covered tonight the following halachas. We learned that a person should not give the food immediately back to the waiter because it may cause friction to the balabais. We learned also that we spoke about the takana from the Gemara in Chulin, don't take food and give it to the children. We learned if there's an abundance of food, it's not a problem. We learned The outcome from this halach is also that when there is not sufficient food, don't come uninvited and just eat from the food, like in the middle of a bris or late in the meal. If you're not, you may be embarrassing the balabais. We learned about the Nikiya Das in Yerushalayim, who would only eat if they knew who they were sitting with, because the Kenai for Talmud Chochem to eat with an Am Oretz B'Seuda. Pialocha said that although it is Tukmas of this mitzvah in principle, but generally the minhag is to be Mekel, because if you can be the one lifting up the level of the Seuda, then it's fine. And also, if there's plenty of others around, it's fine as well. Good evening, Abba Yisai.